Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so the second to last game is the 27th of December now. Saturday, the 27th, 3:30 at the Chargers. This is one of the, we knew this was going to be one of the biggest games and they were going to flex it. They put it at 1:30 LA time, 3:30, and that's a pretty good time slot. Now, did they flex the night game yet? Have you seen that, Del?
For Sunday? The following?
No, Saturday night? Is there a game Saturday night?
I would have to look. I'm sure they have. I'll take a look and see what the official schedule is.
Yeah, I'm looking here. I can't find that. But the Texans at 3:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, the night game is Baltimore Green Bay. Lamar at night in Lambeau.
Good
game. Kind of predictable, yeah.
Yep. Good game. So the Texans got, did the Sunday night come out yet?
It's Bears at 49ers.
A big game.
Yep.
It'll be another big game. And then Rams at Atlanta Monday.
Would we like to point out that even when the Texans are being acknowledged for having one of the bigger games of the weekend, they still get the mid-afternoon Saturday game?
Right. Well, 3:30 on Saturday is not bad.
No, but it is. That's their playoff spot, too.
That's their playoff spot. I mean, every single time.
Hold on.
Wasn't
that the time or around the time they played the Chargers last year just flipped? Locations.
Yeah. That's exactly the time that they played them in the playoffs. Not around this time. It was the playoffs, though.
Yeah. But I remember early or mid-afternoon Saturday, Chargers-Texans, first game of the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is what they are. I mean, even this, when they're being, hey, one of the best games of the weekend, but not the best game of the weekend.
No. We're not going to be the best game of the weekend. That is going to be a big game, though. That's going to be a big game. But we got to get through this one,
though. You going?
I was just looking for tickets on Game Time. I was just on there, as a matter of fact.
I bet you can get a pretty decent price.
Yeah. I mean, there's four or five of us, so it's my daughter and our husband and the baby are going to be here, and me and Wendy. So there's some affordable tickets. There's some affordable tickets.
So
we'll probably go.
I'm looking at that week, of course. The Chiefs can't win the division. That might be the game or week where Denver clinches the AFC West. They got to go to Kansas City on Christmas night. That could be the official passing of the torch. It's the third game of the Thursday night slate. It's the best one. You got Detroit at Minnesota and Dallas at Washington, the first two, but we could be seeing a coronation for the Broncos and the official end of the Chiefs' reign in the AFC West.
Got a two-game lead on the Chargers now. That might already be.
It might be.
It might be in the bag already.
But I think
it's not.
Poetically,
not in the bag yet.
Poetically,
well,
they could lose that. They could still lose every game.
December 27th, it'll be in the bag.
Yeah, well, they have a tough schedule.
They're on their downfall.
They host the Packers. Oh, you want the Chargers? They host the Packers and the Jags, two playoff teams as it stands. So they could split them. And maybe that division's still up in the air, and they can go in and beat Kansas City and end it on Christmas night.
Well, they'll take care of that Jaguar team.
They got the Packers, though, first.
Packers first. Yeah, I don't. People are putting the Packers in the Super Bowl.
The NFC.
Are you guys believers?
No, I'm not. I'm not a believer.
I'm not either.
I just now they've got really good rush. They've got really good pass rush. They got a quarterback who's playing much better. Josh Jacobs is still a workhorse. Who's a three-down workhorse. There's some things I like about him. Their wide receivers are starting to come around. I don't know. I just don't. They have a good coach. I just don't. I'm with you, John. I don't know. For some reason, I don't believe. But then if you look. But tell me the NFC. Well, tell me why they can't win in the NFC this year.
Well, because the Rams, Seahawks, and 49ers.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not into the 49ers, but Rams and Seahawks, I'll give you.
I don't know.
Watched us pummel the.
Yeah, the Texans crushed the
49ers.
How about the
they were
Texans
beat up
are,
that day.
How about the Texans are in this spot? How about the Texans are in this spot and playing a first place schedule and playing the toughest division in football? The NFC West is the toughest division in football. With the Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, and the Cardinals are obviously the Cardinals, but I don't know that there's not a better division right now. Well, I don't even know that it's close.
And they lost to the two best teams in that division.
Yeah. And they beat the snot out of the 49ers.
Yeah. And they got the Cardinals here.
And they got the Cardinals Sunday. Now this Sunday. If they go 2-2 in that division and with the first place schedule as well, I mean, this has turned it into, I mean, pretty impressive what they're doing, especially after that 0-3 start. Mm-hmm. The second best. And you know what? When you look at the AFC, the Patriots and Bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
The I don't know anybody in the AFC North that you're gonna compete with the Broncos and the Chargers. The Chiefs aren't the same team. The South is pretty sporty with the Jaguars, Texans, and Colts.
I guess we still have to say Colts. Well, they weren't competitive against the Jaguars. How competitive they are.
Well, but they lost their quarterback, so that's tough.
Yeah, but you let how many points did you? I have to see if there were defensive scores, special team scores, but that's a lot of points for a Jaguars team. I'm assuming that's the most points they've had all year long. Now, Buckner is getting ready to come back for the Colts. They've got Charvarius Ward is out again with his third concussion of the year.
And so, Sauce is out for a bit now.
Sauce is out for a while. So they got issues in their secondary again. I don't know. I don't know how competitive the Colts are really going to be, honestly. I mean, if they don't get good quarterback play and their secondary isn't very good, I mean, it's got to be disconcerting for the Jaguars to get over 30 points on you.
Well, the Jags had 36 against the Colts. They had 35 against the Chargers. They had 30 against the Raiders. They had 29 against the Texans. 31 against the
Chiefs.
How
are they doing this when Trevor Lawrence isn't even good?
Yeah, I don't know. They're putting up numbers. Liam Cohen's done a hell of a job. Liam Cohen should be.
Well, you know, there's a growing sentiment that our guy, D'Amico Ryan, should be in consideration for Coach of the Year.
Well, he's trending, certainly.
But they were expected to be good. Liam Cohen has done, yeah. For me, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel's the big favorite. Vrabel is the favorite.
Yeah.
Liam Cohen is up there now. Ben Johnson, after last week, slid a little bit. But if Vrabel coasts in and does a good job, Vrabel's going to win that award.
Yeah.
As well he should. Look how bad they were.
Yeah, but look at the group of five schedule he's playing.
It doesn't matter. It's still an NFL schedule.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it
Buffalo Bills twice? The Dolphins are now 6-7. The Dolphins are now 6-7.
6-7?
Yeah. You like that, Dell?
Dell.
They are, though. Ever since I think, what's his name, shook up the room.
Ever
since Tua shook up the room.
No, ever since you nerds were, you know, getting off warm in your special places thinking Mike McDaniel would be your new OC, he refuses to lose.
Well, he needs to be fired.
Just
at some
predicting,
point.
Hey, D'Amico can just hire his guy.
You know, all they, despite what Stephen A. said, they needed to get rid of Chris Greer to win football games. Okay, that's what they needed.
Yeah, now the building's a lighter building, and
yep,
no issues.
Yes, Chris Greer, known to be a domineering presence everywhere
he goes. That's right.
When
you get him out of the building.
When people watch a man walking around in a Blazers and a ball cap, that was his look, by the way.
Well, all the time. Okay, if you wear a vest, now you're a GM. Not a jacket and a
Casario.
Ball cap. Nick Caserio is setting the
trend. Does Howie Roseman wear a vest?
You don't know.
I'm asking. That's why you I asked. I don't know. No, exactly. When I don't know something, I ask. That's why I'm asking.
Howie Roseman has worn a vest before.
Does he consistently wear a vest?
Is he a vest guy? I don't know that he's a vest guy.
Like when he sits down with in-house Eagles media for his weekly thing, does he wear a vest?
You know what? I actually am not finding Howie Roseman.
Oh, so you just lied about that.
Well, I just assumed he wore vests.
I don't see Howie Roseman as a vest guy.
I just put Howie. Oh, there's a vest.
How many?
I found a vest at the combine. Vest guy.
Best
officially.
Guy.
How
many images of him in a vest do you see?
Well, there's two, but it's the same place.
Okay. I see a lot of open collar suit coat.
That's
stuff.
Typically his move, but he's kind of gravitated more towards the vest.
No, he's not gravitating. You found one picture.
If he moved here, he would be a vest bro.
Okay.
Yes.
John,
yes.
Now,
Nick, now,
and
that's
Howie.
The way
now, Mike
you
Vrabel,
GM.
Mike Vrabel
like
is a vest
Greer.
Guy. Mike Vrabel's a vest guy.
Mike Vrabel is a vest guy.
Pretty much, he's exclusively vest.
Yeah, he's not a GM.
And
though.
What do y'all think of Sark's look? Where Sark's got that, he's branding himself all white, like on the sidelines at all times, where he's got, it looks like
hoodie.
It's a white.
White
it looks like
power!
It's a. Yeah, it looks like it's a long, I don't know, it's probably built like this, but it looks like a white long sleeve, you know, shirt, not dress shirt or anything, but that's
he's a hoodie guy.
That's got a hoodie. Yeah, well, it's a special kind of hoodie.
Yeah, no, it's the thin hoodie.
Yeah, it's one of those thin hoodies. He's got a look that he's like, hey, this is my new look. This is my brand.
Do you think it's a bit he's doing to make fun of the Aggies and their Yell Leaders? Look,
no, we got a text.
No,
me and John got a text from an
I
Aggie,
bet you did.
A big money Aggie who said this is out of pocket.
What did I say?
You told him it was embarrassing to have.
Get rid of
Yell Leaders.
Get some women. We have women. Yeah, we'll put them on the sideline then.
Well, I
knew the Aggies weren't going to be happy.
Whatever. Cheerleaders, no cheerleaders. I don't care. I'm just going to be watching games. But I'd rather not see the dudes. I don't care about them being there, but all the gyrations they do and the milking it looks
all
like they're doing.
All the milking and gyrations.
Yeah, have you seen their act?
I grew up in a Southwest Conference.
Their presence
their
doesn't bother
years.
Me. I don't care if you want to have male cheerleaders, whatever. I'm not here looking for cheerleaders. But all the movements and stuff, I'm out on that. That's my problem, not that they're there. Do something else. You want to sway. You want to saw Varsity's horns off. Yeah. I'm good. But
they like hearing you say that.
But then when you're rhythmically milking, I'm out on that.
Yeah, I don't want a rhythmic milking.
Stop and stop with your heel up in the air, guy. Oh, stop!
What?
I mean, that's
for some reason.
I don't want to talk
heel
about
up
the
in the air.
Leader.
Yeah, let's get away from the yell.
Why? You don't want another text?
I don't want. No, well, I don't
he
care
keeps
about
getting,
the text.
He's
I
getting
him.
Ostracized from Aggie community. Right
Actually,
now.
Okay. he ended the conversation with that's rude. That's how he ended it with me because you know why? Because I was rude. Okay.
That's surprising. You would be rude to a friend.
Yeah. No, that's what I do. Time for Lance to talk about his friends at Zadig Jewelers.
This is what he does. And Zadig Jewelers, what they do is Zadig says, look, we know that you want to do something nice, want something special for an anniversary. Why don't you consider, how much do you love her? Do you love her tennis bracelet much? Do you love her diamond earrings much? Do you love her a luxury watch much? Without question, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard is your home. It's where you're going to find the very best jewelry, the best designers, unique pieces that no one else is going to have. But if you're looking for something more simple, they can do that for you as well. They'll work with your budget. They'll find you something that she's going to absolutely love. They're experts on staff, including one who is the sister of a defensive coordinator who is in the college football playoffs. She is fantastic, and I've spent time talking to her, and that's Matt Patricia's sister, and she's awesome. Used to be a ballerina back in the day in New York. It was great to talk to her. Great background there. And then she just gravitated to this, loves this, and is extraordinarily knowledgeable about everything that they have in the house. And it's 28,000 square feet. So there's a lot going on in Zadok. And yet everyone who works there have been there for years, and they are really good at walking you into the perfect gift for her. And that's what they do. And it's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It's can't miss. Why don't you head on over there for a Christmas gift, an anniversary gift, a birthday gift, a push gift, or anytime at Zadok Jewelers.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Anytime you say Mito, I say that. Because what does he do when he calls? Mito is on the line. Mito, what's going on?
So I got a fantasy. I got some fantasy help I need from y'all guys, man. I'm on a 6-game heater in both of my leagues, straight a winning streak. So should I take an L before the playoffs? You know, to kind of to reset the win streak, or just let it ride out, man? And how in the blue hell is Jalen Hurts going to give me less points than an injured Daniel Jones? What in the
dude,
blue hell?
Jalen was terrible last game.
I benched Jalen for Dak last week.
Good move.
Yeah, really good
move. I felt the wrath of Dak.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen's been good to me for the last few years, but it's this year. And Philly fan is pissed because Sirianni on WIP yesterday said, it's ridiculous to think that we're going to bench Jalen.
They're not going to bench him. Well, answer this man's question.
Should a loss be good for him before
the playoffs start?
Rest his players, maybe put his players on the bench and rest them?
Yeah, you don't want – you just want to be, you know, a good loss before the playoffs begin.
Attack.
Should he rest his players, though?
No, then your players feel like, oh, we can let up now. You don't know that they're going to be able to start that engine again.
You don't know.
Maybe the switch will be flipped, but they need to recharge, you know.
No.
A loss might not be so bad.
No, full steam ahead. Swarm. Let's go.
Swarm.
Or as Dell calls it, swarm.
It's not what I call it. It's what it is.
I'm going to tell you who doesn't have a fire in their belly right now. Joe Burrow and Travis Kelce. Which one you... Okay, let's do Joe Burrow first. Joe Burrow sent shockwaves through the Bengals fandom yesterday. Listen to these comments from Joe Burrow. Now, it's chopped up. It's not just one consecutive thought. It's Joe Burrow having some thoughts, and it was edited. So here is Joe.
Is it chopped and screwed?
It's chopped and screwed.
Okay.
So here is Joe, and it ain't good, Bengal fan.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above. Like you said, there's nothing. All we can do is focus week to week and try to win games. I don't think anybody's really thinking about the playoffs right now. That's within reach, but on our fingertips. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing and try to get better.
Somebody was super typing in there. I think he's bummed out because he has no chance to win. Well, I think
he was gone for most of the losses.
Well, but he's not playing in a competitive situation now. And I think he's when's the last time he wasn't competitive?
Right.
Like playing for something. As a matter of fact, it devolved into this, John. And this is your quarterback. Your quarterback, Joe Burrow, now doesn't really you heard of his lack of fire in the belly. His press conference devolved into discussions about Pokemon cards, and he knows way too much about them. Here it is.
Yeah.
Are there any gifts that you got from teammates that stand out? Have you done anything like that?
The O-line got me a cool little Pokemon box. So that was sick.
What's in the Pokemon box?
I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Do you have a favorite Pokemon over the years?
I mean, I liked Blaziken for a little bit, Zapdos, Mewtwo. I never liked any of the ghost characters very much.
You're cooked, John. Your whole team.
Yeah, he reminds me of Macaulay Culkin.
I'm admittedly a little lost in Pokemon. If it's like a figurine, do you like display it somewhere, or what? What do you
listen
do?
To this.
I'll let you research that one.
Listen to what it's.
Did you have a video game?
Listen to the Cincinnati media. Like, look, I mean, we got a path to ask them some questions that aren't. Hey, you suck this year. Let's go. Let's get Joe out of his shell. Ask him about Pokemon.
I mean. And Joe went on a long time about Pokemon.
From the back in the day that are pretty cool.
What do you think about the manipulation of the marketplace?
What do you think the manipulation of the marketplace was? This is where we are.
Well, I think the whole...
It went on about another hour and a half Pokemon talk. This is where your quarterback is now. And this is why Phillip Rivers was right. Phillip Rivers on a mobile was right.
Phillip Rivers on a mobile was not a big Joe guy.
And now you know why. He just sensed that he wasn't a real quarterback. He's more of a Pokemon collector.
I didn't know anything about this Pokemon thing. What are you doing, Joe? What are you doing?
He was excited to talk about Pokemon. Not excited to talk about Bengals football.
I can't really crush Joe Burrow, not because I care about Pokemon, but let's weigh some things that we know about Joe Burrow over the last couple of years. You know, franchise changer when he's healthy, Pokemon lover, and he also apparently switched a girl back from liking girls to liking guys again. The woman that was in his home that she said, hey, I was just doing some work for Joe, at a time when she was in her, I'm sure she's still doing it, her Instagram, TikTok influencer bag, she was dating women.
Well, I mean, I'm not
and now...
Touch.
She's,
love is love.
Joe flipped her. Big ups to Joe.
I don't have any judgments on love is love. Fine, whatever. But the fact that she was very publicly into dating women, and then Joe apparently got her to decommit, and she flipped back or recommitted, I got to give him some credit.
Yeah. Okay, see if a waiter can get her to decommit.
Well, that's the point. That's why you give Joe Burrow the credit.
A restaurant manager.
Well, that's you're just adding to complimenting Joe Burrow.
No, yeah. No. Money.
Whatever.
Cash. No. What rules? What, everything no. around me.
No. Whatever it
Blaziken,
is.
Big ups
Blaziken.
Big up
Blaziken. Shorzor. Bangbore. No. Beakeray. Whatever his Pokemon
is. It doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. Didn't Jeff Bezos turn her into the other side?
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, you have the opposite go down, too.
She's the opposite.
Joe Burrow is a hero.
Wait, but she wasn't when she was with him when she had all that money. Then she got half the settlement. She got half the money, and she started just giving it away. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is giving away all of her money.
She's
giving
crazy. Away the
and
fortune.
I ain't got anything. Eyelids for kids, zero.
Well, you don't.
Eyelids for kids.
You don't go to school at a historically black college, so you're not getting any money from her.
My kids are half Mexican.
Isn't Tulane a historically black college?
No, it's not. No, it's not designated that. Not. No, and he was there for like a semester anyway.
It's not there. Yeah. No, it's not longer than that, but not long enough to. We weren't getting any of her money.
It's
anyway.
Tulane.
What are we talking about?
So Joe has the Pokemon thing. He's got a bad football team. He's often injured, but he also has that.
No. That's top of the resume for me.
Yeah, and he got her to lie for him too. Yeah. No, I just work here.
He's flipping commitments.
She will lie for him too. Yeah. No, I just work here. I do work for Joe.
That's Joe.
She's putting in work.
She's solid.
Maybe she's putting in work.
Well, whatever you say.
We will hear. How about we pick a contestant?
How about we pick a contestant? For football games.
Oh yeah, how about that? Okay, so we're gonna play beat the Warehouse Live guy tomorrow at 9:30. Right? Is it 9:30?
Yes. And today we're playing win the Taqueria Sarandas $50 gift card,
well,
and that will be
that as well.
That will be at the end of our next segment.
That's 8:40 exactly. You're going to call in. It's 713-780-3776. And caller number four is going to play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy.
Tomorrow.
Caller number four at 840-713-780-3776. So we got that going on. What else we have going on? Republic Boot Company. We have that going on. We are going to be there, actually. We are going to be there, what, the 20th? I think the 19th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to be there, I think, that Friday. We're going to hang out. We're going to, the bar will be open. How about a boot company that is a big and is awesome, that has a bar in their store where you can't pay for any of the booze because they don't have a license, but they can sure give it away, and they do. And every Friday, they got a band there. So you know what? You're going to go shopping on a Friday. How about a go there, hang out with the band, and go get your hat, go get your chaps, go get your jacket, go get your boots, whatever it is that's leather, that's rodeo. This is a great place to get your rodeo on this Christmas season. Somebody, how nice a gift is it, Lance? You give somebody a wine tote or a wallet or a toiletry bag or a work bag, whatever it is.
Really nice.
Leather from Republic Food Company.
Yeah, corporate gifts are really, really cool. And there's a lot of people who go get those corporate gifts because they want to have something to give people at the end of the year. They have events that they host all the time. They've got their own hat bar where you can go get your hat and you can go have it custom fit to your head. And they also have gator hunts. Shoot your boot is what they call it. It happens next fall. And so you sign up right now because spots are limited, and it guarantees you're going to get gator skin boot that is going to be a custom boot specifically to your foot on the build out. Do not miss out on that if that's something that interests you. All the information, and you can see pictures of everything in the store with their gallery at republicbootcompany.com, located in the Heights. Stop in and get a great gift today or get rodeo ready.
ESPN 97.5.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Josh Pate, top of the hour, going to join us here. There's no better college football talk than Josh Pate. So,
Dell's sure yelling way behind to us. Way behind, way behind. And he's probably true. It's probably true.
No, we're way behind.
It's not just one of his ridiculously panicky things he's saying with no substance behind it.
No, because this is going to be a short segment. The next one will be short because we've got to get Josh on time.
Yeah, we got to be on time for Josh. That's for sure. That's for sure. Travis, so we just heard Joe Burrow, how sad he is. He's got stuff going on in his life. I mean, it ain't easy having all that money and, you know, women and stuff. It just ain't easy. So Joe's got issues. I don't know what issues Joe has. I don't want to make light of it. But Travis Kelce, listen to this. Travis Kelce appears to be coming to the realization that he's at the end. Here he is with his brother on their podcast.
Like, I've always had the answers in years past, and this year I just can't find them. And I keep thinking if I show up to work and I put in the work and I fix the issues through my practice habits and through perfecting the game plan and my fundamentals and what I'm being taught, and go out there and try and play my ass off for my guys next to me, it's all going to come together like it has in years past. And this year is just not, man.
I mean, does that sound like a guy that's can't?
Yeah, it sounds like a guy that's retiring.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, that's going to be about it. Is I saw this, and I don't are he and Gronk the two greatest tight ends in NFL history?
I mean, there's huge impact.
What about the previous great?
I mean, we're
Chiefs
talking about two
end.
Of the great. We're also talking about two of the great quarterbacks of all time, potentially.
What about Tony Gonzalez?
Tony Gonzalez was amazing. Antonio Gates was incredibly impactful. Gronk is the one guy out of all these guys we're talking about that will block. These other guys are not blockers. Kelsey's not really a blocker. Gates wasn't much of a blocker. Tony Gonzalez wasn't much of a blocker. Gronk was a two-way tight end. I mean, Gronk was probably the best that I've ever seen because he was a touchdown scorer. He was faster than he looked like he could possibly be. I don't know how he was always open because he looked like he was stiff in his legs, and he's always open.
Tony Gonzalez, as I look at him, he missed a total, if this is right, two games in his entire career?
Wow, that's impressive.
Well, Travis Kelce didn't miss many games either, but...
But two games
16, 16, 16, over 15, 17? 16, 16, 15, 16, 17, yeah. 15,
that
16.
Dude's playing a lot of games right there. Travis Gronk, has been incredible.
Gronk missed a lot
of
games.
He missed plenty of time, yeah.
Yeah, Gronk missed time. Well, Gronk was a medical flag. He had injuries in college, which is one of the reasons he was flagged coming out of the draft.
Gronk caught in 11 seasons, 9,200 yards, 92 touchdowns. Travis Kelce in 12 seasons, 12,878 yards, 82 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. They're both really good, different types, but both of them were literally the headliners for their the two quarterbacks they have. People have argued if they're the greatest of all time, and both of them had elite tight ends, which is not historically what you find.
So if you could have you start a team, which tight end would you choose?
It depends on my, like, in theory it would be Gronk because he's going to help your run game as well. But knowing what I know about his injuries and that Travis is always around, I'd probably make it Kelce.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if Gronk's healthy, it's Gronk. Just people couldn't guard him. And you can't match up smaller. Like, you can't put a nickel on him. You can't even really, it's hard to even put a safety on Gronk because he's so big and so strong and so physical. So, I don't know, man. Gronk was really, really a devastating player.
Sorry. I'm now just looking at all the quarterbacks that Tony Gonzalez caught touchdown passes from.
Terrible quarterback.
Trent Green, yeah, fine. Gerback, Damon Heward. He got some Matt Ryan. Brody Croyle, Tyler Thigpen, Chris Redmond. Man, Gronk played with Tom Brady.
I know. No, Tony Gonzalez was incredible. He played with a bunch of nobodies at Kansas City and Atlanta, right?
He did get Matt Ryan in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I mean,
it.
Matt
that's
Ryan was helped out by having Tony Gonzalez, yeah, too. But I think that was much later in his career, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was the end of Tony Gonzalez's career. At the very
Tony G.
But
was,
he went to a Super Bowl with the Falcons.
Tony G was great. And I'm sure somebody in their car right now is like, Kellen Winslow. Kellen was really good, but I don't think Kellen was on this level. You know, Jason Witten was a good tight end. He was a good tight end.
I retract. He was not on a Falcon Super Bowl team, but he made the Pro Bowl at 37 years old. His final season, he made the Pro Bowl. Tony Gonzalez did.
Yeah, Pro Bowl is an all pro.
He also was an all pro his second to last season.
That's
at
impressive.
36 years old, he was an all pro.
Yeah, that's impressive.
First team all pro.
Yeah, that's really impressive. What year was that?
2012.
Because Gronk was in the league then, I think. Yeah, he had to be.
Yeah.
Not Kelce. Kelce didn't come in the league, I don't think, until 13, I believe.
Kelce started his career in 14, and Gronk was there in 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I better put some respect on that man's name, catching touchdown passes from Damon Heward.
Well.
And Elvis Gerback.
Somebody's got to get touchdowns.
Andre Johnson.
Getting all pro seasons. Catching passes
now,
from
that's really
Gerbach
that's
and
really impressive.
Heward.
Because those guys never sniffed a Pro Bowl.
No.
Yeah.
And you're an all-pro with those guys throwing it to you? Woo, buddy. That's really good.
Yep. All right, breaking it because that was our tight end segment. Because we got Josh Pate top of the hour, so we got to be on time. And I want to tell you this about Houston Powder Coaters. They've been doing it forever. They do it great. Pickup and delivery is absolutely free. I got this news for you. So what is today? December 11th? December 11th. Well, on January 1st, 2026, they're going to have a price increase in their retail department. Any estimates that were done inside a 90-day time period prior to this change will be honored, but it's not going to be extended. So January 1st, hard deadline. you're thinking about your patio furniture, your yard art, your auto or boat part. You're thinking about barbecue pits, smokers. You're thinking about all of these things. Prices are going up. Prices are going up January 1st. So now is the time to act. Get your quote now. Any quote, any estimate done inside, and we're inside that 90-day time period, they will honor. But anything after January 1st, not so much. So get off your horse. Step up. Time to act. Don't dilly-dally. You do not want to pay more because prices have to go. It's what happens in the world. Prices are going up. Houston Powder Coaters, just like everywhere else. But they want you to know, you can do it now. Do it, do it, do it now. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bang.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just 10 minutes away, 11 minutes away from Josh Pate joining us here. Do we have a contestant for Beat the Warehouse Live Guy?
Yes, we have that squared away for
now
tomorrow.
Now we need one for Tacarillas.
Well, it's going to be difficult to do that with Lance not in the studio.
Well, that is something that no one expected. Well,
you sure about
that?
That's
on me.
Yeah,
that's really
you should have maybe look at our
I
little
didn't look at the
at our yeah, little at room that we have to see who's
empty
on camera.
Empty chair.
Yeah. Yeah. He's running. He's walking quickly back into the studio as we speak.
Okay. All right. Well. I mean, when did he leave to go to the bathroom? Like, after I was done with my routine?
Pretty much after you had done your live.
Before we were coming back?
Maybe not that late, but it all ends up the same.
Our spots are so, it's so, sometimes you just got to.
Then why don't you leave as soon as John starts doing his?
Because I want to hear what John's got to say about these advertisers.
Is that
good
stuff
he's
saying? Is that so?
I care about the advertiser, and I want to hear, like, well, what's John got going on now? Who was the last advertiser?
Yes.
I thought you were listening.
You weren't even listening.
Was it powder coating?
No. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Okay. I have some things that may need to be powder coated.
Oh, have you decided to call and get something done?
That's what I'm on the...
Why would you have to call now, Lance?
Huh?
Why would you have to call now?
Because I got some things that need to get powder coated at the house.
Well, but why
what
now?
Well, I don't have to now. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do it or not, and
your advertising
kind of pushed
swings
me over
someone
top.
Where the other, yeah. Well,
that's why I had to listen. I'm like,
here's
no,
why
what?
Now? Because the whole commercial was about prices are going up January 1st. But you didn't know that.
Yeah,
did
you didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, that's what I was listening for.
Oh, really?
Okay. I stayed right here in this seat, didn't I, Doug?
So have you made a decision?
I think I'm going to probably do it.
Probably, huh?
I got to check with the wife.
Before prices go up.
Prices going up because there's a tariff on powder.
There is a tariff on powder.
There's a powder tariff.
Yeah. And you know what else there is? There's Tacarillas around us that we got to get a contestant.
All right. So listen, caller number two. We're going to do this at we'll do it now.
Yeah.
We'll do it now.
Yeah, maybe we should do it now.
Tacarillas around us. Here's your chance for a $50 gift card to Tacarillas around us. I think last week the guy won. No, he took Dallas in the points. He did not win. But now is your chance to win if you're caller number two. The second caller. 713-780-3776. It's Tacarillas around us. And this is what we do. We give you a point spread and the over-under. And you have a chance to pick either one of them. And if you win, you are going to win a $50 gift card that's available that you can use at any of the Tacarillas around us locations. However, if you lose, you get nothing. Now, you can also say, I don't know, Lance. I think you're the mush. I'm going to let you pick it, and if you lose, I win. But if I win, you lose. So let's see how we're going to do this. Caller number two, give me a name whenever you got it, Dell. And this is what the point spread is going to be. Tampa Bay is -4.5 tonight against the Falcons. The Bucs are 7-6. Atlanta is 4-9. Gilbert?
I don't know if it's that Gilbert.
It would be so
Gilbert.
Sweet if it was.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Gilbert, are you there?
Yeah, it's me, man. It's Gil.
All right, good. Gil's a friend. He actually went to Taqueria Serrano.
Yes.
Gil, you were there, you were at the location, Taqueria Serrano's, for
yes,
breakfast
he
that
came
day.
Out.
So we're going to give you a chance to win a $50 gift card. See, I hope you win. I hope you win. You really support the show. You're out at the different events. I'm sure we're going to see you at the Christmas party. So Tampa Bay is a 4.5-point favorite tonight against the Atlanta Falcons. The over-under is 44. Do you have a selection to try and win the $50 gift card at Taqueria Serrano's?
Man, I'm going to push it to you, Lance.
Now, remember, if I win, all right, so I'm going to try to.
I know.
I'm going to try to lose.
He knows.
I'm going to try
knows.
To lose. So you win. Now I'm trying to lose.
Is that in the spirit of the game?
Yes, I'm going to go Falcons plus 4.5. Falcons plus 4.5. Now, if I lose, you win. So I'm pulling for the Bucks, but I'm choosing the Falcons plus the points.
So you're throwing this.
All right, sounds good.
I'm trying to shave points. Yeah, not shave points, but
no, you're just picking.
Speaking of that, we got another story to get to. But
thanks, Gil.
I'm trying to pick a loser for you, Gil, because I like you. If not, I would have picked Tampa minus the points and tried to bury somebody.
That's it.
Appreciate it, Lance.
Go Bucks.
Put him on hold. Put him on hold.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Bucks. Go Bucks. Did you see the guy, the San Diego Don player, who got in trouble, got kicked off because he was giving another ex-Fresno State player, they were texting about his prop bets on his points and all that stuff, and they had screenshots of it, and this guy was kicked out of school, and I think he's being charged with something. But here's the thing, and this is the thing that's kind of weird. He said, he was told, this guy said, these are your points and your rebounds, assists. He said, bet them all over. Bet everything over. So that, and his lawyer said he didn't realize the gravity of what he was saying because he was just being very confident about his game. He didn't realize this is an old AAU friend.
I got no problem with that.
It is an old AAU friend, and he didn't realize that this was being used for gambling.
I got no problem with that.
He may have realized it was being bet for gambling, but that's not throwing anything.
No.
It's still illegal. It's still illegal, but, I mean, it's way different than someone trying
to
fake injuries.
If somebody says to you, you know, hey, how many are you gonna play? Yeah, I'm gonna play great tonight. Yeah, bet on me.
Yeah, but that's like somebody betting. Oh well, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. But this was done on text messages, and I don't know. I think more than one time. So I don't know.
Did he ever say don't bet against me? That's
no,
the problem.
But you can't bet on yourself if you're a.
But he's
you
not can't, betting his buddy.
Now
is.
Here's the thing: you can bet on yourself in the UFC and in boxing.
You can bet
actually
on yourself
bet
in golf too.
You can bet on yourself. Yeah. But it's not legal. Like, Pete Rose can't bet on his – he couldn't be banned from baseball because he tried to bet.
How much money could someone make for betting against you hitting this break on time so you can get to Josh Pate?
Not much. It's a huge favorite for me to miss the break.
Ah.
No.
But,
no,
we'll,
no.
We'll, but you know what? We're out. That's it.
That's it because Josh Pate is next.
JP's
right
coming up next.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I want to tell you about GimmeTheVin.com. Get your ticket. Get this. GimmeTheVin.com is promoting the Ted Nugent concert, okay? It's this Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, live in concert at the Rattlesnake Roadhouse in Walnut Springs, Texas. Get your tickets at RattlesnakeRoadhouse.com for the Motor City Madman's birthday bash. Ted Nugent live, December 12th and 13th. That's tomorrow and Saturday, okay? Tomorrow and Saturday at the Rattlesnake Roadhouse in Walnut Springs, Texas. Tickets at RattlesnakeRoadhouse.com. This is powered by GimmeTheVin.com. If you're selling your car, there's only one place to go, and that's GimmeTheVin.com. But big, big birthday bash for Ted Nugent. You got two shows, Friday and Saturday, December 12th and 13th. You get your tickets at RattlesnakeRoadhouse.com. That's RattlesnakeRoadhouse.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.